Welcome back to Meteorology Matters, everybody. You know, we love digging into the latest weather and climate news, but today we're going beyond your typical forecast. We're talking about some serious shakeups happening at the National Oceanic Atmosphere Administration.
Right.
You know, NOAA, the folks who track those hurricanes and tell you if it's going to rain on your parade. But
yeah.
Before we dive in, I just want to remind everyone to follow meteorologist Rob Jones on Instagram, meteorologist on TikTok, TV meteorologist, and on YouTube, follow Rob Jones Hurricane, where you can also find the Meteorology Matters playlist.
Okay, great.
So NOAA's work, it goes way beyond just weekend weather, right?
Oh, absolutely it does. You know, they're really the scientific powerhouse behind understanding our oceans and atmosphere, and their data, it touches everything from fisheries, you know, to global shipping routes. It's a big deal, and right now they're facing some major challenges.
Okay, so hit me with it. What's going on over at NOAA headquarters?
Well, for starters, the current administration is proposing some pretty deep cuts to their workforce. We're talking potentially slashing their staff in half.
Wow.
From about 12,000 employees down to just 6,000.
Whoa, hold on. That sounds like a recipe for disaster, especially for an agency that's already juggling so many responsibilities.
Right.
What's the reasoning behind such a drastic move?
Well, it's a bit complicated, but some see this as a deliberate attempt to weaken NOAA.
Okay.
Especially because of its role in climate change research. You know, that whole debate about the causes and impacts of climate change has become pretty politically charged.
Right.
And NOAA's research has been right in the middle of it.
So it's like they're trying to silence the messenger. But wouldn't cutting NOAA's workforce have a ripple effect on all sorts of things?
Yes.
Not just climate research.
Absolutely. Think about the National Weather Service, which is part of NOAA.
Right.
They're responsible for issuing those crucial weather forecasts that we rely on every day, from, you know, severe storm warnings to predicting those pesky heat waves.
Okay, now I'm getting worried. Less staff means slower, potentially less accurate forecasts.
Yeah.
That could be a real problem, especially for people living in areas prone to extreme weather.
Exactly. And the potential impacts go way beyond just forecasting. NOAA also manages fisheries, tracks hurricanes, and provides vital data to scientists, governments, and businesses all over the world.
Wow.
Cutting their workforce by half could have serious consequences for industries.
Okay.
From agriculture to transportation and even national security.
Wow. Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture here. This isn't just about some abstract agency being downsized. It's about potentially jeopardizing the services and information that millions of people rely on every single day.
Right. And there's another layer to this whole situation. The administration is also proposing a significant budget reduction for NOAA.
Oh, no.
Something like 30%.
30%.
Now, you don't need a degree in meteorology to know that less money often translates to fewer resources and less capacity to carry out essential work.
All right, so we've got potential staffing shortages and budget cuts. Is there anything else we need to be concerned about?
There is. Let's talk about Sharpiegate.
Uh-oh.
Remember back in 2019 when Hurricane Dorian was bearing down on the East Coast?
Yeah.
Well, there was a whole controversy where then-President Trump made some inaccurate claims about the hurricane's projected path.
Right.
And NOAA was pressured to back up those claims.
Oh, yeah, that whole thing with the Sharpie on the map. Didn't that involve Neil Jacobs, the guy who's been nominated to lead NOAA again?
Yes, Jacobs was the acting head of NOAA at the time. And an independent panel actually found him guilty of misconduct for his role in that whole debacle.
So we've got someone potentially leading NOAA who's already been found guilty of compromising the agency's scientific integrity. That's a pretty big red flag, wouldn't you say?
It certainly raises questions about his judgment and whether he can be trusted to uphold NOAA's mission of providing objective science-based information, especially in the face of political pressure.
It seems like NOAA's facing challenges from all sides. Budget cuts, staffing shortages, and questions about leadership. It's like a perfect storm brewing.
And that's not even the half of it. There's also this conservative policy proposal called Project 2025, which calls for a pretty radical overhaul of NOAA. They want to break it up, downsize it even further, and potentially even commercialize some of the National Weather Service's data, which is currently freely available to the public.
Wait, commercialize the weather data? So instead of checking my trusty weather app to see if I need an umbrella, I might have to pay a subscription fee.
That's one of the ideas being floated around. And they also want to try and control how the National Hurricane Center communicates about climate change, essentially trying to downplay the connection between hurricanes and a warming planet.
This just keeps getting more and more concerning. It feels like there's a deliberate attempt to undermine NOAA's ability to do its job effectively and to control the information it provides to the public.
Those are valid concerns, and they're shared by many scientists, former NOAA officials, and even some lawmakers. The question is, what can be done to protect this vital agency and ensure it can continue to provide the critical services we all rely on?
That's a great question, and one we'll definitely be exploring further. But before we get into that, there's another aspect to this whole situation that we need to address: the impact on other government agencies.
Right, because NOAA isn't the only agency feeling the heat. In fact, there's a much wider trend happening across the federal government. We're seeing a wave of layoffs and hiring freezes hitting agencies across the board.
Oh, wow.
It's a pretty chaotic situation with thousands of government employees either losing their jobs or facing an uncertain future.
It's mind-boggling, the sheer number of people who are affected by these cuts. And it's not just number we're talking about. These are real people with families,
right,
and livelihoods who are suddenly finding themselves in a very precarious position.
It is. It's heartbreaking. And the ripple effects are far-reaching.
Yeah.
Think about the U.S. Oris Service. They're already stretched so thin trying to manage our vast national forests and protect communities from wildfires.
Mm.
Now, imagine trying to do that with a significantly reduced workforce.
Especially with wildfire seasons becoming more intense and destructive every year. And we're setting them up to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the Forest Service, the Centers for Disease Control.
Right.
The CDC is also facing major cuts at a time when global health threats are more interconnected than ever.
Yeah, it's a recipe for disaster. Imagine a new pandemic emerging, but the CDC doesn't have the resources to track its spread or develop vaccines or provide guidance to the public. We're essentially leaving ourselves vulnerable to all sorts of health risks.
And then there's the National Park Service. Our national parks are treasures.
Mm-hmm.
They draw millions of visitors every year.
Yes.
But they require constant upkeep and management to protect their natural beauty and historical significance. What happens when you cut the staff and resources needed to maintain these parks?
Well, we could see longer wait times at park entrances, you know, closures of visitor centers, reduced services like guided tours and educational programs. It could even impact the safety of visitors if there aren't enough park rangers to patrol trails and respond to emergencies.
It's like we're slowly dismantling the very institutions that make our country great.
Yeah.
And the Department of Energy isn't immune either. They play a vital role in managing our nuclear weapons stockpile and ensuring the safety of our nuclear power plants.
Right.
Cutting corners in these areas could have catastrophic consequences.
It's a sobering thought.
Yeah.
And let's not forget about the loss of expertise when experienced government scientists and researchers and specialists are laid off. We're losing decades of accumulated knowledge.
Right.
Institutional memory is invaluable, and it's not something you can easily replace.
It's like throwing away a library full of irreplaceable books. And the long-term cost of making decisions based on incomplete or inadequate information could be enormous.
Precisely. We might not feel the full impact of these cuts for years to come, but the consequences could be severe. This isn't just about saving money or shrinking the government.
Right.
It's about undermining our nation's ability to address critical challenges and protect the well-being of its citizens.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground today, from the potential crippling cuts at NOAA to the widespread layoffs across other vital agencies.
Yeah.
The implications for public safety, scientific integrity, and the long-term health of our nation are deeply concerning.
Mm-hmm.
What does this all mean for us? Like, why should the average person listening care about what's happening at these agencies?
It's easy to feel overwhelmed by all of this and maybe even a little powerless.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's important to remember we're not just passive bystanders here. We have a voice.
Right.
And we can use it to hold our leaders accountable.
So what can we do? How can we make a difference?
Well, for starters, we can stay informed and educate ourselves about the issues. The more we understand about how these agencies work and the vital services they provide, the better equipped we'll be to advocate for them.
Knowledge is power, and we can share that knowledge with our friends, family, and communities,
yeah.
Start conversations, raise awareness, and make sure people understand what's at stake.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of contacting your elected officials.
Right.
Let them know that you care about these issues and that you expect them to protect these agencies and the people they serve.
That's a great reminder. We can write letters, make phone calls, attend town hall meetings. There are so many ways to make our voices heard.
Absolutely. And remember, you don't have to be a policy expert to make a difference. Just speaking from the heart and sharing your concerns can have a real impact.
It's like that old saying, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. We can't afford to be silent on this.
Well said. And let's not forget about the power of supporting organizations that are fighting to protect these agencies and the services they provide. There are a lot of great groups out there doing important work, and they rely on public support to make a difference.
Whether it's donating our time, money, or simply spreading the word, we can all play a role in supporting these organizations and their efforts to protect our public institutions.
This Meteorology Matters deep dive has really opened my eyes to the challenges facing the National Oceanic Atmosphere Administration and other government agencies. It's a complex and concerning situation, but it's not hopeless.
I agree. By staying informed, speaking out, and supporting those who are fighting for change, we can make a difference. And remember, this isn't just about protecting some abstract government agency. This is about protecting the services, the information, and the resources that we all rely on every single day. It's about safeguarding our future.
Well said. This conversation has been incredibly insightful. Thank you for joining us today on Meteorology Matters.
And thank you for sharing your expertise with us. And to all of you listening out there, remember you can find me, Rob Jones, over on Instagram at Meteorologist, on TikTok at TV Meteorologist, and on YouTube, follow Rob Jones Hurricane, where you can also find the Meteorology Matters playlist. Stay informed, stay engaged, and stay hopeful. We'll see you next time.